Good morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Thursday, the 5th of July. Timeless summer songs from the Beach Boys in 1962 to Carly Rae Jepsen with the Song of the Summer for 2012. I was driving to Illinois yesterday for a fourth celebration with a fourth generation of family friends, and you must do this too. I cranked up the radio. No erudite conversation from public radio. I'm sorry. It was rock and roll across the board, and I scanned the dial to find the music that I could sing to. I think we might crank the radio up more in the summer and have found fond memories of days at the beach, coming of age, romance, crushes, and the lazy, crazy, hazy days of summer. We actually were looking for a way to play some summer songs and have some fun, if you want to know the truth, for one of our shows this summer. So Rhonda has gathered three music critics, lots of tunes that celebrate our summer anthems. And if you have a favorite, hey, here's my number. Call me, maybe. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. And you can go to our Facebook page as well. And that's the Kathleen Dunn Show. We have two guests with us for the first half hour of the program. One will be with us the whole hour. And we'll have three guests for the whole during the course of the whole hour. Sean Daly is pop music critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Sean, hello. Thank you very much for being with us. Happy summer.
Absolutely, yes. This is a science for us down here, the summer playlist. I spend weeks doing this sort of stuff. So it'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. Also joining us is Andy Langer, and he is a contributing editor and music columnist for Esquire. Andy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm calling from 100 degree plus Austin, Texas, where I guess it's always a summer song.
Hey, Andy, we got you beat. We're 101 today.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I know. So we got the songs of summer. Does music change? Let's start with you on this, Andy. Does music change significantly during the summer months? Do we get a whole different kind of song?
You know, I think to some degree you might, because the labels are playing the chase the summer song game. But I think a great song, I mean, and my theory is that the summer song is a media construct. It's an idea that, you know, you want to do a fun show today, so we're talking
right.
Summer songs. And I think that people like doing lists. They like engaging their listeners, readers, whatever, with lists, their web users. And ultimately, coming up with a summer song is something that's good for the media. You know, at the end of the day, a great song is a great song, and a song like Rihanna's Umbrella would be just as good in the winter as it is the summer. It'll play the same way. A great song is a great song. Now, there are songs, though, that you associate with summer because that's when you were exposed to them, and so it becomes this self-fulfilling thing. They become summer songs because you have these summery memories with them.
Right. What do you think about that, Sean?
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, I look back. I spent my summers in Ocean City, Maryland, you know, on the boardwalk, on the roller coaster. And think of all these kids today when they're on, like, the Himalaya, you know, the spinny ride, and they hear Call Me Maybe. I mean, that's going to be their summer song. You know, it's kind of what defines our, it's almost like marks on the pantry door as you're growing up, you know. It's like you remember these songs from each summer, and they become part of you. It's how we kind of measure ourselves. So, I mean, I'm such a, summer playlist nerd. It's so much more than just typing, summer or surf or bikini into Google, and then all of a sudden you got those song lists there, you know? Like, for me, it's almost like a state of mind, like where you were, but also, like, a song can even, like, kind of, like, allude to summer or getting away or paradise, and that kind of hooks me, too. But, yeah, I mean, all the hits are on the radio right now in the heat of summer. By the way, it's 92 in Florida, and we're complaining about that. We should probably stop. But all these songs now, like all these kids on, they're going out, they're having their summer break, their summer romances. Geez, I mean, a summer song is that first time you kiss somebody under the boardwalk, and all of a sudden that's a summer song. So there's a lot of different ways to go about it. You know, I saw the Billboard had their top 30 summer songs. I'm like, come on, too easy. too easy typing in Surf and Safari, you know? Like, where's clam bake? Where's clam bake, you know? Where's
I don't know.
King?
What is clam bake? Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. But you have mentioned the Song of Summer from 2012, and it is true. Just in my short drive to Illinois, I must have heard this song three times, but we want to play some music, too. So this is the Summer Song of 2012 by Carly Rae Jepsen, but spoofed with, well, you'll figure it out.
Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, babe. But here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe.
And all the other boys try to chase me.
But here's my number, so call me maybe.
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad.
I missed you so bad.
I missed you so, so bad.
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. You should know that.
I missed you so, so bad.
Tell me if I'm doing it right.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm doing it right. That was great, Rhonda. Thanks. The Song of the Summer 2012. We can't believe we played that, but we need to play it again. Let's go to some phone calls. We have a ton of calls coming in, gentlemen, and we start with I can't read this. Scott, is it? Oh, Scott. It's Scott from La Crosse. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
Hey, Scott.
How's everybody? I'm probably the oldest person in this conversation, so most of you might not even remember the song, but maybe you heard it as an oldie. One-hit wonder group called the Jamies. It's Summertime, Summertime, Summertime. Nobody wants to hear me sing. But there's a trivia question attached to this song. What does that song and the Boston Red Sox have in common?
Ooh, Scott, what's the prize?
You get to hear me sing Never Again.
No, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the answer, Andy, Sean?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I know you do.
I have no idea, and I grew up a Red Sox fan.
Ooh.
I have no idea.
Do you know the song?
Yeah, Summertime, Summertime, Summertime. Yeah, haven't they used it on like 50 commercials too? Sure. It's ingrained in our DNA, but I have no idea what the answer is.
What's the answer, Scott?
The longtime public address announcer for the Boston Red Sox wrote that song.
No.
Hey. Cool, huh? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Love
oh, Scott, I'm glad we took your call.
Me too.
Always am. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Let's play. I like this song. I didn't realize it was that old. Somebody, I think, on Facebook recommended this. Give us a background of Mungo Jerry. That's a real classic summer song that we're going to play some of. Andy, Sean?
Mungo Jerry. Andy, you take that one.
The name of the song is In the Summertime. Do you know it from 1970?
Well, I mean, Mungo Jerry, the British rock group, I don't know that I know In the Summertime. But what I like about the last call and this potentially In the Summertime is those are summer songs. I mean,
yes,
you know, because they're about summer. And Call Me Maybe, I mean, I don't know. Is it a summer song, or is it just a song that's getting played in
right,
summer?
Right. I think Mungo Jerry, I can add a little bit to In the Summertime. Shaggy, the reggaeton artist, he had a big hit with that. He remade it maybe like 10 years ago, 5 years ago. So in the summertime,
when the weather is hot.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
It's a great song. It's a great song. You guys are talking about remakes of songs. I'm so old, I remember the original of the song. But here's part of it in the summertime. It's a good one.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's
Now you know it, Sean and Andy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. I just looked it up. It's only for 1970. It strikes me as something that would have been a 60s song.
Really?
Huh. Right on the cusp there, but yeah.
Yeah, right on the cusp. Let's go to Chris in Oshkosh next. Hi, Chris.
Hi. My summer song would be Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow, and it takes me back to when we owned a boat and we were spending all our time out on Lake Butamore or Green Lake.
Oh.
Unfortunately, what it means to my son is it drives him nuts to hear that song because he can picture me driving the boat and singing it.
Oh, that's a summertime memory, isn't it? Can you sing part of it? I don't know it. You don't have to, but maybe you can give us the lyrics.
I'm going to soak up the sun.
Sing it, please.
I know it when I'm hearing it.
Okay, I don't know that one.
I'm gonna soak up the sun. Gonna tell everyone. That was Andy singing, by the way.
I know that song.
You know, a little twist of thing. Sheryl Crow was just in St. Petersburg, and she forgot the lyrics. She got the lyrics to Soak Up the Sun. She was on stage, and she said, hey, I just turned 50, forgive me. And then a couple days later, we found out that she had the brain tumor, which is, she's going to take care of it. She's going to be fine. But that kind of was part of the conversation. So, yeah, Soak Up the Sun was a big topic of conversation down here.
Yeah.
But did not make my summer playlist.
No, and I think it's probably somewhere in the middle of her catalog in terms of Borden songs.
Right.
But it definitely summery.
It is summery. Yeah,
I'm good with that.
Thank you, Chris, very much. So what makes the top of both of you, as you look at it historically, Sean, let's start with you. What makes the top, the top five or the top three of, and why would you select songs that we should remember for all summers?
I'm a music critic, so I'm a total snob about these sort of things. So if I'm going to put, like, the Beach Boys on my list, I'm probably not going to go with one of the surf ones. I'm probably going to do Wouldn't It Be Nice or God Only Knows. You know, the Beach Boys, basically their entire catalog is summery, is Getaway, Paradise, Endless Summer, that sort of thing. So I'm going to be a snob and not do, like, Surfin' USA or maybe not even Good Vibrations, but I put something like that on for them. Definitely not Kokomo, which is one of the worst songs of all time, and I'm much more of a Brian Wilson guy than a Mike Love guy, but I'll take Wouldn't It Be Nice is on top. And I can't believe you said, what is Clam Bake? Elvis Presley the King? Clam Bake? Come on.
How does it go? You know. Wait a second. How does it go?
Clam Bake? You've never heard of Clam Bake?
I'm sure I have, but is it? I'm sorry.
Clam Bake. Going to have a Clam Bake? Come on. Maybe I'm the oldest one in the conversation.
No, I used to love Elvis Presley. I went to downtown Des Plaines when I was a kid and on the bus by myself, and the cops came to find me. I loved him, but I don't know that song. I don't know that song. What?
It was a movie, too, Clam Bake.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll have to catch up.
Yeah, you're not. You'll never watch Clam Bake.
I might. Yeah, and Andy, your thoughts about the top.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a Beach Boys tune or two there. I mean, because that is a defining. I mean, there's no band more traditionally summery than that. I like some. If you look back at, like, for instance, even David Lee Roth's version of California Girls. Like, I mean, there's some kitschy summer stuff too that just means different things. Sly and the Family Stone. Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Oh, I love that song.
Summertime Blues. There's a case to be made for something like The Boys of Summer. And yeah, these all have summer in the title. But again, to me, if it's going to be a summer song, it ought to be about surfing. It ought to be about cars.
Right,
it ought to be about summer.
You know, guys, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
There's a bunch of great songs to do.
Yeah, and Sean, with apologies to you, I'm sorry, but we must play the Beach Boys in a song that we associate with summer.
That's fine. No,
all right.
You need it.
All right.
In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
The Beach Boys, Good Vibrations from 1966. Let's talk to Kurt in Superior, who also has a Beach Boys song. Hi, Kurt.
Well, good morning. Great conversation, and this is a wonderful song for a vacation day, or a wonderful topic for vacation day. The song that I'm going to disappoint your panel with is a Beach Boys song, All Summer Long, that I began hearing in my mom's Oldsmobile on a cassette tape in the 1980s, fell in love with, and when I got a convertible and started driving in the late 80s, was the first CD that I put in my convertible and drove around the beach in Muskegon, Michigan, listening to All Summer Long.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. I like that song.
That's a 60s Beach Boys song. It's not. You just listened to it in the 80s.
Right.
Yes, right. I was introduced to it in the 80s on a cassette tape, but my mom listened to it when it first came out in the 60s on a record.
Well, that is an infinitely better thing than listening to 80s Beach Boys, because you don't want
to
do that.
I have to agree. 60s Beach Boys are better than anything else.
I love the way he said record. I listened to it on a record. A record. And the Beach Boys, God bless them, are performing at Summerfest, for heaven's sake. They've been at it for years and years and years.
I got to see them when I was a high school kid in the 80s in Muskegon, Michigan, and it was the greatest concert. There were some problems with the sound, and so for some reason Mike Love's microphone wasn't working, but the whole crowd, they would start with the instruments, and the whole crowd, 20,000 people, would sing the song because the microphones weren't working. It was the greatest concert I've ever been to.
Really? Really? Yeah. That's saying something for a guy who's in the business.
And when California Girls started, and they started with that great organ beginning, and it started kicked in with the saxophone, the crowd went nuts, and I think we sang every word perfectly in pitch with the boys.
There's something about singing out loud to these songs, too. I'm wondering if that goes with summer songs, or do we do that with all kinds of music?
And it works best in a convertible, because you can sing
even
louder.
Yes, you got it. You got it. Summer songs, great summer songs is what we're talking about, and we're listening to some. We have two music critics with us right now, and a third will join us later. Sean Daly, pop music critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Andy Langer is contributing editor and music columnist for Esquire. They make the list of the current top songs each summer, and we're talking about great summer songs this hour of the show. And you're responding, too. So, let's hear some more, and let's talk to you. Here's the number, 800-486-8655. The email is talk@wpr.org. The Facebook page is the Kathleen Dunn Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match yet. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just by the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city. Summer in the city.
The Loving Spoonful from 1966. I know that song well. Summer in the City. Ingrid is joining us from Viola. We played that just for you, Ingrid.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with the 60s, and I'm so happy you played that. Yes. Yeah. And then you played In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry, and that's my brother's theme song.
Really?
Yeah, so we both have a theme song for the summer.
Ingrid, you're a young person. How did you become? How young are you, Ingrid?
11.
You're 11. So how did this music become your favorite?
Well, I used to listen to an iPod, and I started listening to Simon and Garfunkel.
Uh huh.
And then, so my mom looked it up on the computer, and we were listening to Simon and Garfunkel radio. And then, then the Monkey song came on, so I looked them up, and then I became obsessed with the Monkey Show. And then I became completely obsessed with the 60s. And
I love that. The future is safe.
The future is safe. Oh, thank you, Ingrid, so much for the call. That's a classic summer song, that Summer in the City.
Oh, yeah, that John Sebastian vocal is just such an intense song, too. It's sexy. It's a little scary, you know. It's
right.
Very, very, yeah. There's a lot going on in that one.
Yeah.
Hey, real cool. Let me just add, I think it's great that, an 11-year-old is kind of going back there and discovering all the music history. I took my daughter. I actually had to review it. The One Direction show, you know, the new the Scamps from the UK, the new hot boy band. And before the show, the DJ was playing a lot of songs, and the DJ played "Summer Nights" from Greece. You know,
oh,
was that
sure.
1978? Not 60s. You know, and maybe kind of silly, but I thought it was amazing. All these 8 to 12, 13-year-old girls knew every single line from Summer Nights, the duet between Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, you know? And so, again, I guess it's a kind of movie that, it's a classic. So I just thought it was really neat that, you get jaded sometimes about maybe all these, these kids today, all they're listening to is their Pitbull and their Call Me Maybes and stuff like that. So I thought it was kind of sweet that they knew this old sort of classic, from 1978, and they knew all the words and... I don't know, I just thought it was kind of a sweet moment. And it's a great summer song, Summer Nights.
Yeah.
And then the bad news is you had to go see One Direction.
I just spit water all over the... Yeah, well, it's my job. It's my job. But,
it's my job.
My daughter had fun. It kind of lessened the pain of doing my job by taking my 8-year-old, but she loved it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. By the way, I've seen Justin Bieber, I've seen Jonas Brothers, I've seen Miley. No crowd has ever been as loud as this One Direction crowd. The shrieking, the caterwauling was something beyond sound. Like, my head couldn't process it. It was so incredibly loud. It was amazing. It was really wild.
Let's go to Joe in Franklin next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having me on. My favorite summer song, you don't hear it a lot. I don't think they ever mention the heat or summer or anything, but when you hear it, you cool off by about 10 degrees, and that Stan Getz is the girl from Ipanema.
Oh, yeah.
Tall and tan and young and lovely.
Great.
Yeah, it's a great song. There is something cooling about that song, you're right.
Oh, the Bossa Nova, yeah, that's good stuff. And just because I keep talking about remakes, Amy Winehouse does a tremendous cover of Girl from Ipanema.
Really?
Check out. Absolutely beautiful. And in that kind of retro sound. Very, very good. So search out her version as well.
I think it makes you think of drinks with umbrellas in them, which is an inherently summer thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Along the beach when you go in the water and cool off. There's something really basic about some of these songs, too. It's just, and about summertime, you're hot, you got to cool off, and then you're not hot, and you get cooled off, and you have something to drink. It's just, it's summertime. Rhonda, play us a song. Oh, one of our guests has to leave it shortly, too. Andy, you have to go.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to say something profound before you leave?
I'm not going to sing for you.
Oh.
I'm leaving that for Sean.
Oh.
Sorry.
What?
No, I have no, I just think, again, it's worth noting that great songs are great songs. And you could do this for winter songs, too.
I think we should do it for every season and then some. That's what I'm thinking.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy, very much.
All right.
Happy
thank
summertime.
Bye,
we're just going to switch guests. Sean will stay with us, but I wanted Rhonda.
You're stuck with me.
No, we're happy to have you, Sean.
Okay.
We're happy to have you. Let's play a song, Rhonda. I don't know what you want to play. What do you want to play? Something. We'll tell you what it is after Rhonda just... Here it is!
Court yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start with four. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out fun, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your...
Well, I never heard that, Rhonda. I like that. I like that. And I want to hear the whole thing now. Skip the radio. Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And Derek in Oshkosh actually said that was one of his favorite summer songs. I kind of like that sound, Andy. Do you like that?
That's a good Jeep song. You know, that's a good, like, the take the top off the Jeep. You're kind of rolling down the street, you know.
Right.
That's a, I like that. Yeah, and that's Will Smith back when he was just a young scamp, right?
Huh.
Will Smith before he became the mega superstar.
Oh,
he was kind of on the way to stardom, but he was still, you know, connected to his rap roots.
Right.
Yeah.
That particular rap, and I don't know what it is about it, has kind of this summertime sound to it, doesn't it? Is it the sounds that they're using in the background, or is it the way he's rapping? Or?
Yeah, well, you got like some, you know, you got some synthesizer effects, kind of sounds like a theremin a little bit. It's kind of laconic, kind of, you know, just kind of lazy and head nodding, and yeah, perfect for a sweltering July day, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
And two, it's nice when, you know, again, I'm a big fan of hip-hop and rap, and, you know, I like Jay-Z and Kanye West, but also those guys, Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, were clean. You know, the whole family can listen to that. There was nothing, you know, it never got bawdy or you know, or profane. It was just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan Radleski is joining us now, too. He is the music editor for Milwaukee's Shepherd Express, and he's here to talk about, well, the same thing, summertime music, but also Summerfest, which is still going on the lakefront. Evan, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're just having a rip-roaring good time. When you go to Summerfest and you're listening to the variety of musicians, are you hearing a lot of summer songs that either are part of the repertoire or that the audience, they may pull it out of the past because the audience demands a summer song or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think any artist has to sort of play to the venue, and, you know, these are people outside in warm weather on the lake. It's what people want to hear. They don't want to hear sad, wintry songs.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about some of the bands that have been around for a long time or some that are new that are emerging now that have played at Summerfest. We were talking about the Beach Boys just a little while ago, who've been around for absolutely forever. Are there other bands in similar categories?
You know, it's funny. You get kind of a new generation of Summerfest bands that play maybe not every year, but every couple years at least. Acts like The Roots, who played this year, Lupe Fiasco, Common, a lot of hip-hop artists, and all these rap artists really do like to hit that summery vibe. They like to hit that kind of feel-good vibe, songs that are interactive. A lot of them do throw in covers, sometimes of old hip-hop songs, sometimes of newer hip-hop songs, just stuff that the audience is familiar with. And that's not all that different from what the cover bands at Summerfest do. They play a lot of songs that people know and like.
Mm-hmm. This is a song from 2012, Some Nights by Fun, and they played it at Summerfest. Some Nights by Fun, who played at Summerfest. That's a huge sound, isn't it, Evan?
Yeah, it really is. It's a very savvy band. This is a band that I think really knows how to sort of capture the spirit of the times. Their other big hit was bluntly called We Are Young, which is sort of one of the big themes of Songs of the Summer. I mean, a lot of these songs are about youth. And here you've got a band just, you know, loudly proclaiming it in a big participatory sing-along chorus. This song doesn't sound as big to me, but, you know, it's got that kind of summery calypso vibe, kind of a Paul Simon Graceland thing going on.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you like it, Andy?
Sean.
I mean, Sean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do. It's very, like Evan was saying, I mean, they really know how to work an anthem, get everyone involved.
Right,
You know, it's a very dramatic generation, so these songs are very dramatic as well and larger than life and cinematic. And so I think they're playing right into the wheelhouse of that young music buying demographic these days. But yeah, I like the guy's voice. You know, they're not, they're kind of heart sleeved, as I call these people. I mean, they're not snarky. They kind of wear it all out there. They still talk about partying and,
you know, all that stuff. But, yeah, they're not. This is also kind of like this emotional. You know, there's emotion there, too. So, yeah, I do. I dig it.
Yeah, I kind of liked it, too. I like the anthem. The anthem. It's an anthem. Let's go to Nancy in Stevens Point. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
I have one particular summer song that's kind of burned into my head from a very hot summer day a long time ago. Joy to the World, the one with, you know, Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
My girlfriend and I were on a ride at a carnival, and a very fast ride, and was going backwards, and she was sick and throwing up over the side of the ride.
Gee.
And every time we take a circuit, there's this big speaker, and it was blaring, you know, Joy to the World.
Oh.
So I remember that very distinctly.
Was that the Himalaya? Was that the Himalaya you guys were on?
It was. I think it was called the Trabant at our carnival anyway. It went up. It went around in a circle, up and down. And then it went, started going backwards. And that's
that thing. And they blare the music, right?
Yep. And I was going to mention too, with Elvis, there was Clam Bake. Yep. And then there's also from Blue Hawaii, Do the Clam.
Oh, Do the Clam. I have that on my iPod too. Another good one. I couldn't have too many clam songs.
That's
or can't clam. Even think
that's
I'm a
clam.
Is the clam is a dance?
How do you do the clam?
I'm sorry. How do you do the clam?
Yes, it was when he was in his younger days. It was Blue Hawaii, and they were down on the beach, and it was do the clam, and they were swishing around their feet and doing this and that, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got to get with it. I got to get with it now. All right. Nancy, thank you very much for that imagery. Thank you. Let's go next to Rich and Sullivan. Hey, Rich, happy summer.
Happy summer, Kathleen. Great program. Here's to waking up on the beach in 1966, and the song goes, the roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears. That's all I'm going to spend. I think it's going to be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a
big red rubber ball.
The Seekers,
yeah.
Paul Simon, Bruce Woodley wrote it, and Simon and Garfunkel recorded it live. Neil Diamond did it, and there are later versions of it as well. But I remember 1966 as vividly as I am able to, and Red Rubber Ball was my summer song that summer. So,
yeah, that was a good one. Evan, do you remember that one? I mean, you know of it, perhaps.
Yep, not firsthand, but yeah.
Yeah, that is a good song. Thank you so much for the call. This was a song that we asked people to put things on our Facebook page. This goes back to 1973. I kind of like this song, too, and it stayed with us. I don't know if radio stations still play it, but you'll know this song, I think, King Harvest.
Here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive.
Dancing in the Moonlight, King Harvest, one of the songs recommended by one of our listeners. You know what? All this music makes me want to do, Evan and Sean, is just sort of take the summer off. I don't think we were meant to work in the summertime. Do you?
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that last song really makes me want a beer. I want to squeeze a lime and a Corona right now.
Oh, I love the soft hits of the 70s. A lot of good summer music from there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Fields and Crofts. You got that summer breeze.
Yeah, we'll play that one in a moment.
I
yeah,
think about in Florida, too, is that you're surrounded by, you know, I'm in St. Pete, so St. Pete Beach, all the beaches and stuff, and so you have all the tourists down here now, and everything's geared toward, whether it's Disney or Busch Gardens or the beaches or, you know, everything's geared toward tourism, so it's kind of twisted, like you're down here, and I go to the beach a lot when I can, but you also have to work right in the middle of all this vacation wonderland, so you guys talk about wanting to take the summer off, I mean, that's all I see, you know,
I'm
constantly taunted by it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I see your point. I was thinking of another guy because I heard an announcement for his being at Summerfest. I don't know if he's appeared or not yet. I wonder if he, Neil Diamond, I know he has a huge fan base, and the guy's been performing forever. He's at Summerfest. Is it this weekend, Evan? Does he have any summer songs?
He's playing this Sunday night at the amphitheater. I guess he'll close the fest.
Oh, yeah.
His songs aren't explicitly summery, but a lot of them have that nostalgia for the past and that nostalgia for youth and innocence that a lot of summer songs have. I think they all work as summer anthems.
Sweet Caroline, the Red Sox, the Boys of Summer Baseball, have co-opted, so I guess you could kind of say Sweet Caroline's a bit of a summer song now, if you wanted to do that. And I'm a believer, always felt kind of summery to me, too.
Sure.
You know, just your windows down, wind in your hair and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely his friskier pop hits always felt summery to me.
Yeah. I feel like I've ignored him.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I've ignored him.
He's the William Shatner of rock and roll. That's why I was calling Neil Diamond, you know, Love on the Rocks. I mean, everything's so dramatic. And,
right,
you know.
Right, exactly. let's go to John in Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hi. Well, one of my favorite memories of Summerfest was on the main stage with the moon coming up, seeing the Bodines play. And I remember distinctly that on one occasion when the Bodines were playing at the main stage, they announced that it was their last time. And I was kind of saddened by that. But actually this year they kind of resurfaced, but it was kind of a sad resurfacing in that Sam Lanis now is independent of the Bodines, and he was, to me, was kind of the voice of the Bodines. He played last Sunday at the Pottawatomie, and then last night, the Bodines, the group itself, without minus Sammy Lanis, also played at Pottawatomie. And so it was kind of sad to see them back on a smaller stage and also at the same time split up as a group.
I imagine. Evan?
Yeah, it's interesting. In a way, it's fitting that the Bodines had the schism because now it's just twice the opportunity to see them play some of those old songs. And I know that Closer to Free in particular might be the closest thing Milwaukee has to its own summer anthem, just because the Bodines are a staple of Summerfest and State Fair and pretty much all the outdoor concert series. So I think when a lot of Milwaukeeans think of summer, they think of that specific song.
Milwaukee's a really good summer city, don't you think, Evan?
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, we have just nothing but outdoor music.
Right.
I mean, there's always music in the air. There's always a street party. You know, in addition to the big festivals, we have all these small street festivals and neighborhood festivals and It's just fantastic. We make the best use of the little summer we get.
Mm-hmm. And plus we have this big, beautiful lake.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we take advantage. I mean,
I've been there once. It was a gorgeous city with the museum. Was it the Calatravas there?
And, yes, Sean.
And it's one of my favorite ballparks, too. That's a very summery ballpark. Just I don't know if is it do you guys not like it up there? I thought it was a great time with the brats. The Broad Boys, oh, give me more of that. Open the roof, some beer. I love that.
Oh, I love it up here. I just don't want it to be 101 degrees.
No, I'm sorry about that. That's not right. Aren't you getting anything off the lake? Any sort of
no.
wind? Oh,
no.
Sorry about it. We'll cool down in 92
degrees. Yeah, cool down in Florida. All right. We're going to hear more music in a moment. We're talking about the sounds of summer, the songs of summer, this hour of the program. Sean Daly, pop music critic for the St. Petersburg Times, is with us, and Evan Rutleski is music editor from Milwaukee's Shepherd Express, and we're taking your phone calls about the songs that you associate with summertime, your songs of summer. 800-486-8655 is the number. 800-486-8655. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Here we go. I want to go where the summer never ends, with my guitar on the beach there with all my friends. So hot and the waves in motion, and everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl so sweet, so kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing, and every single soul needs a little releasing. The stereo bumping till the sun goes down, and I only want to hear that sound. Sound of sunshine coming down.
Michael Franti and the Sound of Sunshine. Let's go to more phone calls. Unless you want to comment on that song. Sean?
Oh, no, I like him. He did...
I did, too.
Oh, I just totally blanked. He had that big hit a while ago. I mean, he's kind of got that reggae vibe, so that always feels islandy, you
right.
know? sunny, summery. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, that reggae kind of thing always is kind of summery, right, Evan? We got,
I would say summer. It's too summery. That one lays it on a little thick for me.
Does it? Too obvious?
I get the sense that he's on the beach from that song. he hits the call pretty hard.
I got that sense, too. Let's go to Sarah in Zion, Illinois. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Sarah.
Okay, listening to this program, I remembered that when I was a kid, you know, kind of small and listening to my oldest sister's Beatles records, that the song Good Day Sunshine just made me so happy. It just was perfect. Riding a bike, playing baseball. And then when I got older and we started spending time downtown in Chicago, you know, the Stevie Wonder song, Living in the City, just that's what I first thought of when I saw the question on your Facebook page. And it makes me think of it being really hot in the city on the street. And I don't even remember if there's any lyrics about that.
Hmm.
But thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. What about that Living for the City? Evan, Andy, Evan, Sean?
It's a perfect song. And, it's an example of sort of unlike the Michael Franti song of how a song can evoke the summer without actually making every word be about the fact that it's summer.
Right.
And then if you want to do that, you could do You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Mm-hmm. You want to lay it on with Stevie, you know?
Yeah, it's true of a lot of Stevie Wonder songs, kind of like Neil Diamond. He really has that feel even when he's not explicitly singing about it.
Yeah. David in Ironwood. Hi, David.
Gershwin, Summertime. Also, Harry Belafonte, Deo, and A Good Day Just Song for Today's Heat Wave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Summertime is a classic in my book. I love that song.
We got, Love's Like a Heat Wave, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. That's
Go. Oh, that's a good one. Love is like a heat wave.
Hey, I it's kind of an obscure song, but maybe my favorite summer song, it's by a guy named Shooter Jennings, and Evan's going to know Shooter Jennings, but he's the son of Waylon Jennings, and he had a song a few years ago. It's called 4th of July. I know we're one day past that, but 4th of July by Shooter Jennings. I encourage people to go listen to it. It has, Evan, do you know that song?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like it? Is that too much for you?
No. It's perfect. I love Shooter Jennings.
Yeah, 4th of July is so, I mean, there's a chorus there. Again, we're talking about, you know, anthems. I mean, it's larger than life. It's kind of a southern rock thing, but wow, it's just a tremendous song.
What's the name of it?
It's called 4th of July.
4th of July.
4th of July by Shooter Jennings, and it's an instant mood changer.
Really?
I guarantee it for everybody, or your money back.
All right, we'll have Rhonda bring it up when we're off the air. And
4th of July, it's
great. We'll give it a listen. Well, it would be nice somehow somebody ought to just market all these songs, you know, a whole long list of these songs that we could hear when we're doing our summer travels. I don't know how we would do that, but that would be a nice thing to have. Let's go to Terry in La Crosse. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm listening to this conversation, and it seems like there are three themes that kind of thread through this whole thing, and one is the atmosphere where you hear the music, the mood, you know, or the people that you're with, the company you keep, I guess, and the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're talking about a Christmas song or you're talking about a song when you're thinking about your first girlfriend or thinking about doing a favorite activity. And I remember where I was and the people I was with and the mood of the place when I heard You Are the Blues by the Grateful Dead at the Fulbright Amphitheater in Somerset about 2 weeks before the 4th of July. That was very special just because everyone's dressed in red, white, and blue and waving their flags, and they kind of figured they'd play that song because it was the time of the year, and everybody's in a good mood. Nobody had an attitude. It was just a lot of fun. And then the other one is Jambalaya.
Oh,
that's great.
And Jambalaya, and by anybody in any form, as long as there's an accordion and a rub board, it just sets you in a good mood, and you just kind of can't get out of it. You can't have fun with those songs, you have a bad path chasing you.
Thank you, Terry, so much. It is true, I think, that we associate. I mean, you do that. I was on my drive yesterday. I was thinking of all the people I knew when I heard those songs and romance and crushes on people. It brings back the stories of your life, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know what slays me is, like, it's perfect for late August, beginning of September, is Summer Wind by Sinatra.
Yes.
Listen to the Summer Wind about this, you know, looking back on this relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that may for an older crowd, but that one always gets me, You know, always gets me good.
Yeah, I like that song too. Frank, you can listen to Frank always.
That's
Frank
true. Will even live the kids like even the kids like Frank.
The kids like Frank?
They love him.
They do?
he's one of the handful of artists that you think will be passed down to every generation.
Really? I'm glad to hear that.
You know, I think there's a definite, there's a few acts like that, you know? But Sinatra is definitely one of them. I think there's still that cool factor. He was so infinitely cool, you know? And I think that it's okay for, I don't know.
Cool like that. Like Tony Bennett.
Exactly. Well, Bennett was always like, he was friends with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and, you know, he did all these duets albums. He always made sure to bring in younger artists like an Amy Winehouse or, Carrie Underwood. So, yeah, there was, and Tony Bennett was always a pretty straight up guy, you know. He was always, he was always hip.
Right.
He still is. He still is.
He still is hip. Let's go to Robin in Milwaukee. Hi, Robin.
Oh.
Hi, Robin.
Hello.
Hi.
The song I was thinking of was Hello Mutter, Hello Fodder.
Yes.
Yeah, by Alan Sherman.
Yeah.
That's good.
I always want to hear that during the summer, and I haven't actually heard it lately.
Oh, I wonder if we can do it some. We can do it for a comedy show that's coming up. We haven't thought about that.
Because it is just a good, funny song.
It's a very funny song. Okay, we'll put that on our comedy show. We have yet to do our summer comedy show. Of course, we have yet to do our spring and comedy show, too, but we need to do a comedy show. All right. Good suggestion. Yeah. That was a pretty big hit in the country, wasn't it, Sean?
What? The Alan Sherman?
Yeah.
And then, I guess it charted early, and then Dr. Demento came along, and it had had prolonged life. Yeah,
right.
It's funny. I don't know if I need to hear it. Every year? I mean, maybe every other year is fine.
Oh, come on.
It's so rich it stays with you.
It's like Ellis's Restaurant. You got to hear it once a year.
I don't know
Thanksgiving
about that
time.
Either. Maybe I'll take American Pie.
Okay. All right, that'll do. Rhonda, play a song for us. We have songs that we haven't played yet. Rhonda put together this whole list, so she's going to surprise us with something, and then we'll take more phone calls. Our number is 800-486-8655. From, can you guess the year, Evan?
I can, but I've got it written down.
Oh, you've got it written down.
I guessed a couple years later than it actually was.
Bananarama.
Bananarama, yeah. What year is that?
That would be 1983.
Really? Wow, I would have guessed later, too.
Huh. Do you like it?
Yeah, it brings back that era, doesn't it?
I'm an 80s guy, Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's one of the sexier songs. It's got a wistful streak that some of the other songs don't. But, a lot of these songs are about summer crushes, and summer crushes are, they're fleeting almost by definition.
Right.
So I think this song captures that.
Is so many of those songs, and so many of our lives are sort of dominated by these summer crushes early in life.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in summer, huh?
I think that's why these songs resonate so much with people, is they do really capture that intense, specific era and really make us remember them.
Right.
Yeah, I remember Camp Weedamoo in Massachusetts, and these two girls had a massive crush, and for some reason, a summer song for me is Kenny Loggins' I'm All Right from Caddyshack. And for some reason, my heart getting shattered in a million pieces, so that always comes back to me when I hear I'm All Right by Kenny.
I'm sorry we can't play it for you. We don't have time, but listen to it when we're off. Ron is our next caller from La Crosse. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, this is going back a long way, but there was a song back in, I think, earlier, mid-60s, just roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. And I think Nat King Cole, but also Robert Goulet may have done a rendition of
that. I know that song. It's before my time almost, too, but I think that song has stayed with us. I think most people would still know that song, wouldn't they, Sean?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I want to say it was just referenced in a movie or something like
right.
that. Right. Yeah, that's an old, that's a fun one.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a fun one. Thank you so much for the call. Well, keep putting your suggestions, everybody, on Facebook, because this has been a rip-roaring great time. I just want to put all these songs together somehow, too. I don't know how we would do that, but our Facebook page, you can still put your favorite songs. We're going to go out with a song here, too. And that is the Kathleen Dunn Show, our Facebook page. Evan, what should we catch at Summerfest in the next couple days?
Ooh, boy, that's a good question. You've got Aerosmith coming up on Saturday. That'll be kind of the big rock show I think a lot of people are looking forward to.
Uh-huh.
Tonight we got a couple good ones. We got the Avett Brothers. You got Death Cab for Cutie, Motion City Soundtrack, Young the Giant. So it's kind of a good sort of alternative rock-leaning night tonight. And then, man, Neil Diamond on Sunday. If you haven't seen it before, that one is worth the ticket. You got to see that.
Kathleen, get out there. Exactly. I just saw Neil Diamond down here in Tampa.
All right, maybe I'll go to that. Maybe I'll do that. Well, Sean, what?
He's 71. He's 2 straight hours.
Right.
It's great. Go see him. You love all the sequins.
Oh yeah, all the sequins.
The eyebrows. Those eyebrows are amazing.
What are you doing down there in Florida, sir? Come on up here. Thanks.
I've been dying to go to that.
Well, you need to come here. Sean Daly, pop music critic for the St. Petersburg Times, and Evan Retlevsky, who is music editor of the Milwaukee Shepherd Express. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for putting a lot of work into all these songs. It was great fun. Thanks to Brett Jaspers for doing on-air production. And thanks for your suggestions for the sounds of summer, everybody. Thanks.
To hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine.